The word today is illness. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. When we feel well, life can be wonderful. But if we get sick, things can turn wretched quickly. God created us to be healthy and blessed in a relationship with Him. Sickness is an effect of sin, one which God intends to permanently cure through His Son, Jesus Christ. Here with more is Pastor Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Illness.
Surveys show that people really value their health. Among the things that they are most grateful for, it is being healthy. One of the greatest fears that we all have is that an illness or an accident will cause some kind of physical condition that will completely sideline us and make us unable to enjoy daily life. In Luke chapter 17, there was a situation where there were 10 men who approached Jesus, and they have a condition of leprosy. I'd like to share with you now. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." This is such an instructive piece of scriptures for us. It contains so many important lessons, and we only have time to look at a couple of them this day. The first one being that in the Old Testament times and on into the time of Christ, certain diseases were very dreaded. They were so feared that others could contract the disease, that a plague might spread. So certain diseases caused people to be isolated and actually put out of the community. One of those was the condition of leprosy, and it's believed that there were several skin diseases that might cause individuals to be isolated, and that the priests then would analyze and assess what the condition of the disease was. In fact, God gave rules, laws in the Old Testament in regards to infectious skin diseases. These can be found in the Old Testament book. It perhaps is in the book of Leviticus where this is discussed. And there were actual physical descriptions of such communicable diseases that these individuals had to be isolated. If their condition improved, they might be allowed back into the community. But if not, they had to remain separated. Well, you can just imagine the loneliness and the hardship associated with such illness. This is something that is hard to appreciate if you've had a healthy life. Illness separates. It causes barriers between people, not just in how a person is feeling, but sometimes in how much time must be spent in a hospital, away from friends, away from our church. And in the worst cases, a person has to be completely isolated and cut off from other contact except the most urgent caregivers. Leprosy wasn't understood very well in the ancient world, and nowadays we treat it much differently, and we actually have drugs to treat it, but they didn't have any of this back in the Old Testament and in Jesus' day. In fact, these men who come to Jesus, we note, are on the outside of this town that Jesus is coming to because they were not allowed in the community. And in fact, they stand at a distance and call in a loud voice to Jesus. That's because a person who had leprosy was supposed to stand several yards away and to shout unclean so that others would understand they had the disease. One thing that's interesting about Jesus is that at certain times, he comes right up to individuals and touches people who are supposedly unclean. And then at other times, he just simply calls out or says things to them. He heals using both methods. In this particular instance, it's almost as though he's on the way and these men call out to him. And instead of stopping everything, instead of going over there and having a face-to-face discussion, he just simply calls out, "Go show yourselves to the priests." I find that interesting because we always picture Jesus as so intensely personal that he stops and looks at everyone in the eye and that he takes a moment with them. We maybe have idealized this. When in fact, Jesus has such authority, such power to forgive and to heal, that all he has to do is just toss out a sentence. These men call to him for help, and he just says, "Oh, go show yourself to the priests," and his word will be accomplished. And as they go, they are suddenly changed. They are healed. There's something fantastic about this, about the fact that these individuals acted in trust. In faith, they believe, and they went to go show themselves to the priest. Now, I'm sure that these guys had checked their skin continuously, hoping for signs of improvement. If things would have changed, they could have gone to the priests and been readmitted to the community. But I'm sure that they felt their case was hopeless. And yet, hoping beyond all the circumstances, they started to go to the priests. Maybe they had heard about the miracles that Jesus had performed and they were willing to trust. That's what God is looking at for us. He is looking for us to trust his word. When it says that our sins are forgiven, or when it says that we will lead a blessed life if we put our faith in Christ, he's looking for us to trust him in this matter. What's beautiful about this account is that in verse 14, it summarizes, "As they went, they were cleansed." What an awesome thing. What a beautiful thing. As they acted in faith, God granted the gift of healing. Think about that in your own life. Do you need to escape from some sin in your life? Do you need healing and restoration? Do you need reassurance of your salvation? As you go, you can be healed. As you commit yourself to God, as you return to a church to worship, as you pick up a Bible to have the Word of God speak to your soul, you can be restored. You need to understand that there's got to be a reaction to God's invitation. When Jesus invites these men, "Go show yourself to the priests," it calls for action on their part. If you want healing, if you want restoration, if you want comfort from God, then take action. And as you go, God can give you healing and improve your life. And then notice, it's kind of sad, but only 1 out of 10 comes back to give thanks. And it's kind of an interesting side note. It says, "And he was a Samaritan." The Samaritans were considered half-breeds. They were the individuals who were relatives of the citizens of Samaria who in 721 BC were conquered by Assyria. And the Jews there in Samaria were dispersed, and they began to intermarry with the pagan peoples. And so they were seen as half-breeds, as not pure-blood Jews. But in the New Testament, it's the Samaritans who come out looking very good. They were often despised by the pure-blood Jews, However, Jesus has several very good encounters with Samaritans where they show very strong faith and trust. And this case is no different. The only one of ten who comes back to say thank you, and notice he was praising God in a loud voice. He was so grateful to God for this healing, and he comes and he falls at Jesus' feet, which, by the way, is an act of worship. You need to understand that these individuals concluded that Jesus is the Son of God, that he has the authority to heal and forgive sins. There's no other conclusion to be reached except that. And this man is motivated to come back and to loudly praise and thank God. And Jesus pointed out a very interesting statistic. Was only one out of ten able to come back or motivated to come back and give thanks? You know, we find that, sadly, thankfulness is very thin in society. Many individuals have received profound blessings, fantastic gifts from God. You who are listening is offered the forgiveness of God and the gift of eternal life in Jesus Christ. By his going to the cross and suffering for you, through faith in him, you can be given the gift of resurrection from the dead someday and life everlasting. How grateful are you for that? How thankful are you for the forgiveness of sins? Truth of the matter is that most people will have very thin thankfulness. Most will not be highly motivated to live for God and glorifying him and thanking him for this. Don't be one of those kind of people. I urge you to pattern yourself after the man who was healed and loudly praised God. Make your life a big celebration of the forgiveness and the restoration that you've been given in Jesus Christ. He has not just healed you physically, but ultimately he's going to heal you eternally in spirit, mind, and body. That's worth a profound thankfulness in our hearts and minds. Make it your goal to glorify God in Jesus Christ and make your life a very loud celebration of his salvation.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Intercession. In this free booklet, he writes about the intercessory ministry of Jesus Christ on behalf of his church, and especially on his beautiful prayer in the 17th chapter of John's Gospel. So write today for your free copy of Intercession. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.